Historian, veteran journalist, and architecture critic James D. Diltz wrote in a 2012 Baltimore Brew article, quote, "You can learn about a city from its authors, artists, and musicians, and also from its buildings. Like books, they are tactile objects capable of transporting you in the sense of inspiring intense emotions," end quote. As the board president of the Peale Center for Baltimore History and Architecture, he's leading the effort to bring America's oldest museum back to life. Today, he tells us about the Peale Center's history and the nonprofit's plans to restore the building for contemporary use and carry its legacy forward.
The Peale Center for Baltimore History and Architecture, located at 225 North Holliday Street, is a National Historic Landmark. It is the oldest museum building in the United States, and over the last two centuries, it played a role as an interpreter of the city's history and guardian of its architectural landmarks. Rembrandt Peale, the son of Charles Wilson Peale, a well-known Maryland-born artist, naturalist, and inventor, commissioned architect Robert Carey Long to design the Federal Period townhouse with a rear gallery extension. It opened in 1814. The following month, when the British attacked Baltimore in the culmination of their Chesapeake campaign during the War of 1812, Rembrandt, his pregnant wife, and their seven children spent the night in the building during the bombardment, hoping that if the British burned Baltimore as they had Washington, D.C., they would think it was their residence and spare it. The city bought the building in 1830. Until 1875, it served as Baltimore City Hall. For 10 years after that, it was the male and female colored school number one, which marked the beginning of public secondary education for African Americans in Baltimore. For most of the 20th century, it was the city's municipal museum, until it closed in 1997 with the demise of the City Life Museums. Our goal is to restore and reopen the vacant Peale Museum building in the fall of 2016 as a lively gathering place to explore Baltimore's rich architecture and diverse history. 2016 also marks the bicentennial of the founding of the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. In 1816, Rembrandt Peale lit one of his painting galleries with gas, and soon after established the Baltimore Gas Light Company, which became the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Over its 200-year history, the Peale was known for three things: natural history, art, and Baltimore history. The restored Peale Center will feature all of these elements in its programs. We envision architectural talks and tours, art and architecture exhibits in conjunction with our institutional partners, MICA, Morgan State University, and the Johns Hopkins University. Permanent exhibits on the history of Baltimore, the Peale Museum building, and the Peale family of artists. A ground floor cafe opening onto the rear garden will provide residents and out-of-town visitors with a convenient gathering spot. The Peale Center, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, will celebrate the bicentennial of its 1814 opening this year with Free State at the Peale, a major art exhibit fundraiser to be held at the Carroll Mansion in November. The juried art show will be open to regional artists showing recent works featuring Baltimore and Maryland. An extensive $4 million capital campaign has begun to renovate, restore, and operate the building. The initial funding, a city bond for $250,000, will be on the ballot this November. We invite you to join us in our efforts to enable the Peale Center to resume its place as an institution celebrating Baltimore history, architecture, and culture.
Learn more about the Peale Center for Baltimore History and Architecture and how to get involved at thepealecenter.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and ethics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.